This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Let's shift from what Molly and I were talking about, big picture, to the small picture, as in screen time. It's a controversial topic in many households, how much to allow, on which devices, and when. A lot of parents want their kids to spend less time on their phones and computers, but don't really know how to do that. Sounds like a business opportunity. For $80 to $200 an hour, parents can now hire coaches to help think of screenless activities. Nellie Bowles wrote about it for the New York Times. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So since I became a parent myself, I've really made it a point not to judge other parents. And I'm not judging here, but that is a lot of money. I mean, are people really that challenged in coming up with other activities?
It's one of those things where it seems like the answer obviously should be no, but yeah, they are. And you know, we've spent the better part of, 10 years now tapping away at iPads and phone screens and entertaining ourselves that way. And so I think it is jarring and confusing to then think about real-world activities that don't involve that and to think about stuff that's as entrancing as these screens.
So let's save our listeners some money. Based on your reporting, what should they do? What's some of the advice that you heard from these coaches?
The advice from the world's leading experts on this is adopt a dog or a cat. It's get some paint supplies. It's find a ball to play with. Like, it's comically simple advice, right?
Obvious.
Like, it's so obvious. You're like, of course. But the thing is, if you're someone who's hooked on to your tablet and playing games and tapping around on it, whether you're an adult or a kid, looking at an animal and looking at how an animal interacts with the world and moves around and is awestruck by whatever's in front of it at the moment can be really helpful.
And a lot of this comes down to our own behavior with our devices as parents, right? I mean, some of this is coaches helping parents recognize their own phone use and how they're modeling that for kids.
Yeah, I mean, everything is learned, right? A lot of the coaches said that they would talk to parents who would be, you know, wanting this or that from their kid, wanting their kid to be off the phone during dinner or whatever. But then, like, if the coach went and sat in on a dinner, they would notice that the parent was more often than not looking at their email during dinner. And, like, you know, you can't expect something that you're not doing yourself.
Yeah, I can't count the times my kids have busted one of us at the dinner table where our rule is supposedly strict about no devices. Do you have a sense of how big this industry is? Is it growing?
It's big enough that there are hundreds of these guys around. It's big enough that there's a very thriving financial ecosystem for this community of consultants. You know, one of the first people I talked to was a woman who quit her job as a teacher because she was hearing so many parents talk about how they needed help on this. And she went into consulting, you know, going around speaking to schools, speaking to families, doing interventions. And then there's whole kind of networks that have sprung up. I would say, you know, I don't know what the annual gross income is for all of these, but it's big. My scientific assessment is it's pretty big.
Pretty big. Very scientific. And it's not just affluent parents who are necessarily using these services.
No, it's everyone. I mean, it's not just rich people who are scared about what screens are doing to them or to their families or to their, you know, social lives. It's everyone. This is an American reckoning right now. It's not class divided in terms of anxiety around it. I would say it's class divided in terms of which communities are having screens forced on them more. I think poor communities are getting a lot more screen time. Schools are replacing teachers with Chromebooks that have educational software on them. So I think we're seeing a divide in screen time across class lines, and kind of human contact has become a luxury good.
All right. Nellie Bowles writes about Silicon Valley and tech for the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.